America Weekend.
She ran calling wildfire.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Parts of California are being ravaged by wildfires, and there is no one better to talk about this than someone who is in California. It is always great to welcome from 24/7 News weather personality Lloyd Lindsay Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I got to say hello, Ed and Christina. Yes,
yes,
a pleasure to be on to talk about a very serious subject.
Yeah.
We have 28 wildfires burning in the state. 28. Incredible. Unprecedented. So we have the Jerusalem fire. They come, I don't know how they come up with these names.
Yeah.
But the Jerusalem fire has now merged with the Rocky fire, and it's out of control. It has consumed over 12,000 acres.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Tragically, we had a fireman lose his life up in the Sierra Nevada over the weekend near Lake Tahoe. Fighting one of the fires there as a tree fell on him.
Oh, my.
Unfortunately, tragically, Ed and Christina, we've already had a couple of deaths. These are very, very brave men and women that are fighting these fires. And then there's the issue of evacuations. Several thousand people have been evacuated, and with, well, the latest fire, this Jerusalem fire, they don't know when the heck they're coming home, and that's a very unsettling position to be in.
It's unsettling, too. You have to get evacuated. You don't know what you're going to find when you finally are allowed back into the area, right?
Exactly. Exactly, Christina. And to make matters worse, earlier last week, it was so bad that one of the evacuation centers had to be re-evacuated to another location.
That's just incredible.
The drought is the culprit. We are now in our fourth year of an unprecedented drought. Another thing that's really alarming, several of these fires, and remember, there, as I mentioned, there are 28 burning statewide, but particularly here in Northern California. So even some of the smaller ones, they've apprehended arsonists. So at iHeartRadio, when we issue a red flag warning, unfortunately, there's a few mentally disturbed people out there that say, ha-ha, this is an opportunity to go out and start more fires.
That is
awful.
Is that actually going on?
That's terrible.
That's
it's horrendous.
That's awful.
And these people that are being apprehended, I guarantee you, are getting... Well, they will receive the maximum penalty that the law allows, because not only are they causing massive destruction, but they're literally putting lives in danger. So, you know, sometimes we have isolated thunderstorms. We've had, you know, lightning strikes cause a few of them. Several times, as I mentioned, arson is the culprit.
That's terrible. It's
just a very volatile situation. This latest fire, the Jerusalem fire, is burning in very, very difficult terrain to get to. The area is totally parched, so you have fresh trees, fresh wood, fresh brush, and it's just going on and on and on. Well, there is good news.
There is good news in all of this? Okay, so what is the good news?
El Nino is very strong.
Good.
Oh, good.
Very, very strong.
That's what we need, right?
Yes. We always get back to El Nino when we're talking with you, it seems.
Well, it's the strongest it's been in decades. The last severe El Nino year here in California was 1997 through 8, horrendous flooding. Well, now the water temperatures off the coast of Central and South America are twice as warm. They're running 5 to 6 degrees above normal. And also, the water temperatures off the California coast are about 5 degrees above normal. And there are already signs. 3 weeks ago, we had unprecedented flash flooding in Southern California, San Diego, 2-3 inches of rain.
Wow.
That's unheard of in July. And some of the suburbs of San Diego had up to 4 inches of rain in 24 hours. And on top of that, listen to this. It is going to get scorching hot again here in Northern California. Over the weekend, the firefighters will be battling 100-degree heat.
Is it true that it's not only firefighters, but they're recruiting prison inmates?
Because they're just undermanned in so many locations.
That is absolutely true. And I think in some cases, they're asking for help from nearby states like Oregon and Nevada and Arizona. So, Yeah, it's just, it's unbelievable. And, you know, it's so frightening. You know, all right, I work in downtown San Francisco, mm-hmm. so obviously there's no fire danger there. But, for example, this latest fire, as the crow flies, is probably less than 70 miles away from the beautiful city of San Francisco, out in what we call the Clear Lake area, mm-hmm. which it's really not that far away. And in proximity to the state capital, Sacramento, it's more like 30 or 40 miles out. And it's moving southeast. And another thing that makes these fires so bizarre is the winds are so erratic.
Oh, yeah.
And that can change the direction on a dime.
Sure.
On a dime. And also, Ed and Christina, they create their own local weather. For example, you can have 10-mile-an-hour winds at the surface mm-hmm. nearby, but these fires almost turn into like tornadoes.
Oh.
They create their own little individual mini low-pressure system, and the winds are like 50 miles an
wow.
hour within several hundred feet of the fire. So that's another thing that just makes them incredibly dangerous.
Well, you can see how difficult that makes the entire situation. And something else that is something relatively new in terms of becoming problems with fighting these fires. I read last night in the San Jose Mercury News, Lloyd, drones are getting in the way of emergency responders. Here in New York City, there's been an issue with drones being spotted near planes at Newark Airport. That's
yeah,
never good.
Yeah, I read good. That. Newark International.
I mean, that is...
Liberty
yeah.
Airport, yeah. Yeah,
and now you've got these drones impeding the progress that these firefighters, whatever progress they can make, what can they do or what are they trying to do to try to control that situation there?
Well, the law enforcement is trying to figure out who's launching these drones, and it's very, very difficult. So, yeah, that is another issue. And I can't emphasize how dangerous fighting these fires is by air, because bombers, for lack of a better
right.
term, of these airplanes that are dropping retardant are sweeping as low as 200-300 feet off the ground.
Oh, wow.
So these
yeah.
pilots are putting their lives at risk. And, you know, obviously there's been a lot of minor injuries. There's been smoke inhalation. And these firefighters work 12-hour shifts.
Wow.
So they are absolutely drained and exhausted from the heat and the smoke and et cetera.
It's not only the residents that are worried about their homes. It's vineyards. It's local farms,
sure.
right, local
All
produce.
The economic ramifications of
I
this.
Mean,
this can really put the state back a great distance.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at agriculture,
right.
You know, the farming industry, certainly the price of produce is going to go up
sure.
and all of this stuff. So it has a gigantic economic impact here on the state. Remember, California is the most heavily populated state in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And even in these relatively rural areas in less than 100 miles away from San Francisco, they're still relatively heavily populated. I mean, you know, there's still thousands and thousands of people living in these areas. And, you know, it's like, and also, the authorities are telling a lot of folks in this area to have a plan.
Yeah.
We're liable to come in and say evacuate in 15 minutes.
Oh,
so you're always on edge. You know, you've got to be prepared. It's almost like a hurricane.
That's
is
an
coming
awful
in.
Way to live. It really is. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, there's a tremendous anxiety.
Sure.
I mean, theoretically, you could get someone banging on the door, a reverse 9/11 call at 3 o'clock in the morning
yeah.
and saying, get the heck out of there. You've got to leave
now.
Right, right.
You gotta go.
And we mean now, within 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Grab your medication, whatever
your
clothes.
Pet
your
and go.
Pet.
Yeah. Well, see,
it's very, very alarming. And in a lot of cases, we're dealing with elderly people.
That's right. They cannot be moved quickly. And, you know, that's the other thing, too, when you talk about get out now. You always hear the stories of the people that refuse to go. And it's infuriating because you don't even know this person. And you're thousands of miles away. And you see they're showing, there they are sitting on a lawn chair with a garden hose, as if that's going to save them and
right.
save their property.
Nope.
And it's a very good thing that you bring up. When the authorities say get out. They
well,
know what they're
flashes
talking
my
about.
My mind back to Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
A lot of those deaths in southern Mississippi
right.
and southern Alabama
That's right.
were stubborn people that were throwing hurricane parties and refusing to leave.
That's
they said,
exactly
oh,
right.
we've been through this before.
Yep.
Well, you know, just flashing back to Katrina, most of those deaths could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
And even though New Orleans and the levee broke, there were more deaths in southern Mississippi and southern Alabama than there was in the city of New Orleans.
That's exactly
right.
So that
right. was really technically getting a little off the subject. But Katrina
right.
was more of a southern Mississippi, southern Alabama hurricane than a Louisiana, New Orleans hurricane. But so, yeah, there's a lot of defiant people, some of the old timers. Oh, we've been through this before.
Yep.
And tragically, these are the people that are really putting their lives at risk. The authorities know what they're doing.
Well, Lloyd, again, thanks for joining us here on America Weekend. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You guys are
thanks,
great.
Lloyd.
American Weekend is a fabulous program, and I'm honored to be on it.
Thank
that?
You.
Thank you so much. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star racked up 393 career home runs and won a Silver Slugger Award in 2004. He picked up 8 gold gloves during his time with the Angels and Cardinals, making some amazing plays in the outfield.
He dives and makes a sensational catch, and we're going to get a double play made. And Jimmy Edmonds has just made one of the best catches of this postseason.
So where is Jim Edmonds now? Jim worked with the Cardinals outfielders on their defense at spring training earlier this year. He also put his California home on the market for $8 million, which is equipped with its own bowling alley. Jim is currently an analyst on Cardinals TV pre- and post-game shows. And in a recent interview, he admitted he wasn't the best student growing up.
Didn't really pay attention to a whole lot of geography in school, so when I got traded to St. Louis, I had to ask somebody where that was.
Better late than never on that geography lesson, Jim. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Positive attitude and the will to live the full life describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Your passport to the open road and two wheels.